Don't you just love motherly advice? Many of you have probably received a good helping of it over the years from your own mom or someone else's. With Mother's Day upon us, I thought I would share some good motherly advice from my mom. My mom has many pearls of wisdom. She loves Jesus, so much of her advice is rooted in the truth from the Word, which is always good direction. Phrases like, let it roll off your back, or shake the dust off and move on, were common in our home when it came to dealing with situations or people. Turn the other cheek and keep on keeping on. When making decisions, she always goes to the truth found in 1 Corinthians 14:33 that says, God is not the author of confusion. So anytime I would be anxious about something and unable to settle it in my heart, she would give me that advice, along with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He'll make your path straight. It's great advice and truth that rooted deep down in my heart, which I now pass along to my girls. I have come to live by that wisdom, to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus as I have walked through my hills and valleys. While thinking about my mom and all the motherly advice and wisdom she has passed along to me, I kept coming back to one phrase that she uses all the time, Lord willing. If we are trying to make plans, she'll say, Lord willing, I'll be there. Or if the Lord's willing, we'll do this or we'll do that. It's not uncommon. Some say the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, meaning I have a plan, but if it's not in God's plan or if some unforeseeable event takes place that is beyond my control, such as the creek rising and washing out the roads that lead to that plan, then yes, I will move ahead with the plan or intention. I never thought about it much. It's just something she's always said. But recently, I spent some time digging deeper into the truth behind that phrase. James 4, 13 through 16. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is in your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. There it is, Lord willing, my mom living out straight scripture for me. What's the pearl of wisdom? I am not in control. God is. So is James saying to not make plans? No. He's saying, bring God into those plans. Let Him lead you along the path He has for you. That's the abundant life. When we leave God out of it, we're walking in arrogance, thinking we hold our future. This life is but a mist. We aren't promised tomorrow. Begin each day trusting Jesus with it, and you'll live life with more peace and joy because you'll know He orders your steps and holds all your plans in the palm of His hand. It's not just motherly advice. That's the truth. I'm so thankful for my mom, and I'm also thankful for the truth she shares. I'm Lori Klein.